Ahava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us and guide us during these amazing times of quick changing energy to embody, to integrate, to align with our soul essence, our infinite selves. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, Reiki master, energy and sound healer, and I am your guide for this journey into the world of energy and the world of harnessing these energies and learning how to allow them to guide us into that next level of our soul expansion. So this episode is about the full moon in the sign of Pisces. And this full moon is not only a full moon, it is a super moon, which means it is when the moon is closest to the earth. And it is right before the autumnal equinox, which is another earth holiday where there's equal day and night, and the sun is basically right over the equator. So very potent, energetically charged time. On top of that, there is a partial lunar eclipse. So in case you're feeling a little bit wobbly and a little bit ungrounded, this would be why. There's a lot of energy, and the energies just have been ramping up and ramping up towards this eclipse season. We are really seeing in real time the speeding up of the energy and the ability to access multiple timelines. So Pisces, let's get into this full moon and how we can harness these energies, and in particular how we can remain grounded. Because I don't know about you, but I'm incredibly sensitive to energy, and I've been very, very tired in the lead up to this full moon, as well as I've been having the most intense, insane, vivid dreams. Very prophetic, and very, I'm seeing into different worlds, and there's just an expansion of my intuition that is happening, and I literally feel like I have one foot in the other realms and one foot here on earth. And sometimes that can be very, very disconcerting, especially if you're not used to these energies. So I'm gonna guide you to understanding what the hell is going on, because we really need to. In these times, it's important for us to not only understand our energy, but to understand how our energy co-creates with the cosmic energies, with the earth energies, with the energies of other human beings. Because some people may be actually acting a little bit nuts during these times because they don't know how to clear, they don't know how to ground. They're really like in the other realm, and they don't know how to actually be here now. And that is the message that is coming back again and again in the lead up for this full moon. Be here now. So let's get into the numerology and the little nuts and bolts of this full moon. So this full moon is in the sign of Pisces. Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac. It is the polarity of Virgo. So the sun is in Virgo and the moon is in Pisces. And this is how we have a full moon. So during a new moon, the sun and the moon are conjunct, which is why we don't see the moon. During the full moon, the sun is completely illuminating the moon. So all we see is this big, beautiful moon. And it's happening at 7:34 on the West Coast, 10:34 p.m. East Coast. And for my folks in the UK, around 2:34 in the morning. In Europe, probably around 3:34, 4:34, depending on your time zone. So it's happening in the late hours of the 18th, into the wee hours of the 19th. So it's It's a very, very interesting moon because it's happening at 25 degrees, and 25 degrees activates the number 7. And the number 7 is all about initiation. It is a deep and thorough cleansing and a reawakening, a re-envisioning, a reimagining of your awakening. So you will become, your awakenings will become even more heightened during transits where there's a 7 energy. Even if you live in a 7 house, a lot of initiations, a lot of awakenings, a lot of deaths and rebirths. It is associated with alchemy, so it has to do with your energetic field, so your auric field. And it is, the number 7 is associated with Venus, so it's about spiritual beauty, harmony. It is the number that is, it's a very beautiful number. I was born in a 7 month, so I love this energy. It is about creation and choosing creation over destruction. So again, we come back into, what are you choosing to align with? It is divine union, but not divine union like with a beloved, divine union within. How much deeper can you integrate and unite those parts of your being? It is associated with Mary Magdalene. It is associated with transformation, with abundance, with stillness, with silence, with creating that sacred personal space, and with magnetism, magnetizing your desires when you're aligning with victory. So it's that alignment with victory, that choosing your frequency, that creation over destruction, that purification, because in order to activate the 7, we must purify. And what does Virgo do? We're in the lunar portal of Virgo. Virgo is all about that purity, that deep purification of the body, of the vessel. You are a sacred vessel for your soul, for the divine energies to flow and to anchor through you, through your actions, through your thoughts, through your words. You are manifesting your reality. However, we cannot manifest, number one, if we aren't doing the work to purify ourselves. Why? Because your manifestations will not be, they won't be grounded, they won't be sustainable, because what you're creating with, when we are unaware of the energies that we hold, we're probably creating, most likely, because not all of us come in with certain codes, with certain family patterns, with certain lineage, traumas, karmas, limiting beliefs, and stuff that we pick up as we're growing up. So we all have stuff that it behooves us to liberate and to alchemize and to transmute, because if not, then we're creating with all of this dense energy, and whatever is created with these dense lower energies is not sustainable. So we purify, we cleanse, we liberate the egoic layers of self that we have been taught is us, but isn't, because our true essence is that we are infinite, we are soul, we are a spark of the divine experiencing this experience that we call humanity, that we call our life. So during full moons, there is a deep illumination that happens. There are things that we get, aha moments. We get deeper awareness into our soul, into our triggers, into our light, into what needs to shift. Now, I don't recommend setting new intentions, because eclipse energies, that's the other facet of this energetic portal of this full moon, eclipse energies are very unpredictable, and they're really about eclipsing what is not in alignment with your highest self, with your soul, with your mission, with your expansion, with your growth, eclipsing it out. So it's not necessarily a time for starting planting seeds, but it is a time to create the space, to create the groundwork, the foundation, the structure, Virgo, all Virgo, the organization, the planning, for what it is you wish to birth into the physical realm. So I mentioned that it's the equinox on the 22nd. we have a solar eclipse on the 2nd of October, which is the new moon as well. And if you happen to be in Ireland, in the Dublin area, I am going to be holding a special sound activation, a journey, a sound bath, where we're going to go into the deep mystical teachings of that new moon, as well as you will also be able to get your podcast episodes as well. But if you happen to be local to Dublin, check the link that is in the show notes so you can find out about possibly coming to experience a sound activation in person with me. So back to the solar eclipse. Then we have an almost lunar eclipse on the 17th, which is the full moon in October. So there's a lot of energy that is basically being sent and transmitted and opening up the earth and all of the earth's creatures to this higher level of consciousness. We are kind of in that in-between space where we are actively choosing the frequencies we are going to ground into our reality. This is why it's very, very important to have some kind of practice. Some kind of practice where you are cleansing your energy, where you are becoming aware of your energy on a deeper level, and where you are constantly choosing the frequencies that you align with. So very, very important to do that. And what else can I say? There's a wonderful Earth Grand Trine that is happening in the skies between the Sun in Virgo, Pluto in Capricorn, and where are my notes? I don't want to mess this up. Oh, and Uranus in Taurus. So Uranus is the great awakener. Pluto is all about your power, death, rebirth, deep healing, deep transformation. So, and the Sun represents the self. So as a humanity, we are being gifted with awakening, with doing things differently, with creating new structures and new dynamics for the world we are anchoring, the frequencies we are anchoring into our reality. And we are really, really being tested because the moon, which represents our incarnation, the soul incarnated in the body, the soul in the body, is conjunct Neptune. Neptune in Pisces. Neptune is the ruler of Pisces. And Neptune represents the soul in its infinite expansive nature. So it's the soul unencumbered by the body. However, Neptune also is the planet of illusions. So we in the planet of deep spirituality. So we are really being tested. Our wisdom, our discernment is being tested so that we are not led astray by wolves masquerading in sheep's clothing. Let's just say it that way. Because Pisces is deeply spiritual. Pisces already has both feet, both fins in the other realms. So for a Pisces energy, it's very hard to be grounded. This is why Pisces rules the feet, because it's important for you to be anchored here on earth. So the tendency in spiritual circles is to negate the body, is to feel that this earthly existence kind of doesn't matter. And it's about the fifth dimensional, the 5D. It's about, you know, ascension. But what is missing is that key component, that it's the fifth dimensional frequencies that are being grounded here on earth, in your reality, in your body, in your experience. You cannot have one without the other. We cannot ascend without the body. We cannot ascend without the earth. The earth is going through her own monumental upheavals and changes, because the earth itself, she is a living entity. She is a living entity that, and cancel, clear, delete any erroneous conception of what an entity is. Sure, there are negative connotations. However, an entity is simply a being. It's a light being. The earth is a light being. and the Earth has had many iterations. The Earth has been higher dimensional way, way, way back, and then her frequency dropped, then now her frequency is rising again. Why? Because life goes through cycles. We go through phases. We go through expansion and contraction. This is the rhythm of the universe. This is the rhythm of all life in the cosmos. Doesn't matter what dimension you're in. So we are part of this. And Pisces understands this oneness on a far deeper level than most of Earth signs. Earth signs take a moment because Earth signs are more about the physical. But when an Earth sign really is aligned, an Earth sign knows that there is no one without the other. So it is up to us to really align with these higher frequencies. And as we're aligning with the higher frequencies, remain grounded, remain in our oneness, knowing that we are infinite source, God, goddess, light, love. We are this infinite self that is expressing as human. And still, it is very important to care for the body, to nurture the body, to cleanse and clear your energetic field, your physical vessel, because all of this symphony that is your energy field and your body, because they're one, this symphony that is you, the more aligned and attuned your instrument is, the more the energy will flow unimpeded and there will be harmony in your existence. Even if you experience some kind of chaos, there's always a little bit of whatever. Like you're always going to have what is the human experience because you're human. So you're always going to have your little tiffs. You're always going to have moments where you kind of doubt. Always, because this is part of us being human. However, if you have your grounding, you practice your grounding, you have your practices, then you always come back to your center. You always come back to your heart. You always come back to knowing the true essence of your being. And this is a very important and recognizing and seeing and appreciating it in your external world. So it can be in the person that tries you the most. It can be in your beloved. It can be in your family. We begin to see how we are all mirrors of one another. We are all aspects of Source, God, Goddess, Alaha, expressing in different forms in order to expand consciousness, in order to expand the expression of the divine. Because the divine is always growing, it's always evolving, it's always learning. And all of us are a part of that expansion, a part of that growth. So grounding, I mentioned grounding. How can you ground? Eat nourishing foods. Detoxify your body. Eat nourishing foods. Detoxify your body. Why do I say that? Because so many of us are taking on chemicals. You may think Impossible burger. You may think that that's really the best thing you can eat, but look at the amount of chemicals in that, whatever it is. It's not food. Your body was not created in a lab, therefore your body doesn't know what the hell to do with the chemicals. And this goes for anything. This goes for the toothpaste, what you put on your skin. This goes for what you're drinking. This goes for everything. Our body was not meant to process the exponential amount of toxins that we are exposed to nowadays, with the air, with the water, with everything. So while it is not possible to completely eliminate everything, because then we wouldn't be able to be. Because there's a difference between being incredibly disciplined to the point that you're rigid and then being, okay, you understand how to work with the energy. You know very well that this may not be the best for you. However, this is the best thing you have in this moment, and in this moment, that's what you're eating. we need that flexibility. We cannot become overly rigid when it comes to our, I don't like the word dietary because it makes me think that people need to lose weight or that people are somehow whatever. But what I mean by diet is the way that you nourish your body. Your body needs sustenance. It needs real food. Now, however it is that you need, your body works to ground. Some people actually do need meat. Please go with the holistic, with the no cruelty, as you know, bless your food all the time. And some people do wonderful on plant-based diets without the chemicals, mind you, because it really is about the chemicals. You don't need to stop. You just need to become aware, and then become aware of how you feel when you eat certain things, because what you nourish your body with is so important, because it creates the cells. Every cell in your body is duplicating and replicating every moment. Every 28 days, your skin cells rejuvenate, like you have new skin. I can't remember all of your organs, but basically your organs are always creating new cells. So you're constantly renewing yourself. So if you're renewing yourself and you're basically pumping all kinds of toxins and God knows what into your cells, then your cells, of course, over time are going to degrade. And then you have the aging process and all this kind of stuff. So, and then you have dis-ease. So there's a lot, you can go down a whole rabbit hole. I went down it when I did my health coach training, because there's so much information out there. And then for everything, there's always, of course, the agenda that's being pushed. So it's very important to be aware and to always listen to your body. Listen to your body as to what it needs to nourish itself, to feel good, to feel whole, to feel healthy, to feel vibrant. Because ultimately, we take care of our body because we want to have energy. We want to be able to run and hike and express whatever it is that our soul meant to express. So whether you love to dance, or you love to sing, or you love to, however it is that you yourself, your soul chose to express, nourishing your body with food is essential to you expressing whatever it is that you came here to express. Bless your food. Bless your water. More and more studies are coming out about the impact of how water holds on to memory, and how different frequencies that you expose water to create different create changes in the molecular structure of the water. So sound, your body is mostly water. Feed your body, your cells, you're the water in your cells, with beautiful sounds. Speak kindly to yourself. So we have nourishing of the body, we have nourishing of the soul, nourishing of the spirit, nourishing of your mind, nourishing of your emotions. Pisces is about that unconditional love, that beauty, that spiritual oneness. So there is no part of your being that doesn't deserve love, that doesn't deserve this nourishment, this care, this effort that Virgo brings in, because Virgo wants everything to be nice, neat, tidy, pure, clean, pristine, organized. And if your body, your emotions, your inner world is not harmonious, if it's not, like if there's chaos in your emotions, if you're not grounded in your emotions, if you are experiencing emotional turmoil, then it's very difficult for you to really receive the wisdom, the guidance, the information that the cosmic celestial realms, that your guides want to give you, because you're not in the space where you can receive and actually interpret and understand accurately. Because when our emotions are in turmoil, we are seeing the world through the lens of fear, through the lens of guilt or shame or fight or flight, or all of these, anger could even be it. And when we're interpreting the world through these lenses, we are not receiving an accurate picture of what is going on, not only within but without. So it's very, very important not to fall into the illusions, not to fall into the trap of separation. right now there is so much separation happening. It's like everything out there is like us versus them, or you know, the world's out to get me, or all this fear nonsense. And it's no. Remember you are whole. Remember you are safe. Remember you are infinite consciousness expressing in your human form. Remember there is no separation between you, the different aspects of you that make up you, from us, from our families, from our loved ones, from the world around us, the people around us. There is no separation from the world, from the earth, from the cosmic realms. There is no separation. It's all a different expression. It's simply a different frequency. And Pisces, the fish, being at one. So Pisces also represents the Christ consciousness, the Magdalene consciousness, because Magdalene carried on the teachings of Christ, and Christ simply means anointed. So it's very connected to Yeshua and the Nun, which is the Aramaic letter. And the Aramaic letter that is all about the wisdom codes, the deep Sophianic divine feminine wisdom. And when I speak of the divine feminine, I don't want the masculine to kind of feel like, oh, there we go again, because the divine feminine within the divine feminine, the masculine is contained. Why? Because woman, the feminine, can birth masculine and feminine. So there really is no separation when we're speaking of the divine feminine. We're also speaking of the divine masculine. And the masculine holds the feminine within, even if the physical expression is male. So there is no separation even in that. So it's really, what we're doing during this portal is we are preparing the waters of our creation. We are purifying, cleansing, clearing, alchemizing dense energies so we can receive even more of our mission, our light, the infinite love of the divine, the higher frequencies, and we can anchor those frequencies in the waters of our creation, in the waters of our womb. And these seeds are the Yod, which is the Aramaic letter that created Mercury. No, Virgo, because Resh created Mercury. And Yod symbolizes the infinite possibilities. So it's the seeds that contain infinite possibilities. So in this moment, by taking the time to ground, to purify, what you're doing is you are creating the space, the container, the sacred vessel for the seeds of infinite possibilities to be birthed through you. And so how do we ground? We ground by going out in nature, by enjoying a sound bath, by something as simple as focusing on your breath. Breath work. Very, very important. Just breathe. Breathe consciously, breathe intentionally. That automatically brings you back to the present moment. And remember, the message is be here now. So we allow ourselves to be in this present moment, because in this present moment, all is well. Everything you have imagined that is going to happen that has you anxious hasn't happened yet. And the past is already in the past. So there's nothing for us. I've learned this the hard way because I'm a Cancer sun. So for me, holding on to the past is like, it's kind of crazy. And I'm so glad that I've really done the work to evolve beyond that clinging to the past, because the past is a dictator. It's actually a dictator. That's exactly it. The past can keep you enslaved in the same patterns because it's basically telling you, well, this is the way it's been. So who are you to think that you can change it? So the past really holds that energy. It holds the energy of keeping you chained and enslaved to that same mentality that created your present circumstances. However, if you wish to free yourself of whatever is going on, the sufferings of birth and death that you are experiencing in this present moment, you need to let go of the past and you need to align with this present moment. And in this present moment, choose, actively choose the frequency, the higher frequency you're going to anchor and make your new baseline. And how do we do that? We do that by being in devotion. We do that by prayer. We do that by movement meditations, by mantras, by practice, by if you like to run and that is your meditation, go for it. If you like to meditate with some beautiful sound healing, please, there's a sound healing that is for this Pisces full moon. Check it out. So there are so many ways, but it's simply a matter of being intentional. Some people make art their prayer. That can be your prayer. What makes you feel good? What makes you, after you've lost yourself in that practice, how do you feel after? If you feel amazing and refreshed, then you know very well that's what you need to be doing. And you do it until it doesn't fill you anymore. And then when it doesn't fill you, you choose something else. You expand beyond the limits of, and it's 222. Yes, divine union. And you expand beyond what you have already created. And this is how we basically continue that growth spiral up and up and up and really cement the higher frequencies. So really, now is that time. Now is the time to cement the higher frequencies, to choose your alignment, to use the energies of Mercury. Mercury's in Virgo. Mercury is in Virgo and Mercury rules Virgo. So the Resh, the wisdom and discernment, really utilize the higher wisdom, not the mind that basically just tells you, well, it's always been this way, so it's not going to change. No. I'm talking about the higher wisdom. Choose your alignment, choose the frequency you wish to birth into this reality. We have this ability, we have that free will. Resh is that free will. We have the ability to choose during this full moon what we are going to align with. So ground, it can be walking, hiking in nature, putting your bare feet or your bare bum on the grass and sitting there, really allowing the earth frequencies to fill you, hugging a tree, sun gazing early morning, late evening, moon gazing, beautiful to do under this full moon. Practices are wonderful. So if you like to meditate, if you like to do yoga, if you like to work out, it's all about your intention. Anything can be your prayer if you set the intention for it. And purification. So purification happens naturally. When you are in devotion, when you are in your prayer, when you are in your meditation, purification just happens. All of a sudden you get these aha moments. All of a sudden you're not necessarily triggered by the same things. You may encounter the same circumstance, but the way that you react, your response is different. Your response is different because you're not behaving and you're not responding from the space that was hurt, from that little girl or the little boy or the teenager that was told that they aren't good enough. You're not responding from that space. You're responding from a space that is in alignment with your truth, your higher self, your soul, because your soul is expansive and infinite and beautiful and love. That is the soul. We are going into the feminine months of the year, so this is all about going within. It's really about cultivating that relationship, that sacred relationship with yourself, with your soul. And in cultivating that sacred relationship with your soul, you are cultivating your sacred relationship with the divine, because there is no separation. Take this time, really take this time, and allow it to grace you with the wisdom, with the activations, because it's a choice. You are either choosing to align or you're choosing to resist. And remember, whatever we resist, it doesn't matter if it has to do with this frequency or if it has to do with you're resisting a change in a relationship. It's still, when we are in resistance, we are in judgment, we are in separation, we are not in flow. And in flow, when we are in flow, we are really surrendering. soul, of our light, allowing it to express through us without letting the monkey mind tell you how you need to be. Align with the heart, be in love, be in service, commit to yourself. Now is the time to choose yourself. And by choose yourself, I don't mean be selfish. I mean choose the frequency you want to align with and hold it, maintain it, nourish it. Don't let anything external tell you what it is that you should be doing. You know. And this is the point of this podcast, is really allowing you to come into alignment with your soul so you know how you need to express. And I don't like the word need, how the highest expression of your soul, you come into alignment with how that looks like. And you allow it to birth forth, and it comes forth naturally. There is no fighting. There is no struggle, because you are allowing, you are purifying, you are choosing the frequency, the higher frequency, the highest expansion of your soul, and you're allowing that to flow through you. And this is how we clear those blockages. We clear those blockages by coming into alignment with a frequency that makes us remember our true essence. All that we have forgotten, all of our gifts we're able to remember. And that's the other thing. So we actually have the ability during this full moon to access deep intuition, to dream our dreams as we're preparing the waters of the womb to birth the seeds in the next cycle, the next lunar cycle of Tishrei. Doesn't mean we don't do anything now. If your intuition says take action on something, take action on it. But remember, the deep transformation begins with going within. It begins in that stillness. It begins in the void. It begins in that ethers, in that etheric place where it's everything and nothing all in the same space. Take the time to ground, take the time to nourish, take the time to purify. And if you need to rest, rest, because it's important for you to feel in your body. You cannot deliver and share the gifts and the light that you came here to share if you are not feeling comfortable and safe and secure in your body. So, very, very important for you to create that space within. Because the peace that we seek, nothing and no one can give us outside of us. No. That's not peace. The peace, the true peace, the true awakening, the true growth, the true expansion, all of it comes from within. It's all of it is already within you. It's a matter of remembering and coming back into alignment with the frequency of your soul, with the frequency of your light. Be here now. This is everything. Like, it just keeps coming back again and again. Be here now. This present moment. This is the moment that matters. Come into the heart. Be love. Be in service. Be in devotion. When you are in devotion, you are in devotion to your soul, to the light, to the divine. When you are in service, you are also doing the same. Remember, there is no separation. We are all one. We are infinite consciousness expressing in different ways. So be blessed. Know that you are infinite. Know that you are expansive. Enjoy these energies and take the time to ground. This is a deep initiation and a deep purification. So definitely take the time to ground. If you enjoyed this, do give me a subscribe, follow, share, comment, find me on social media. You can find me at Embodying the Shekhinah and at Aria Audio. Aurea Lara, A-U-R-E-A-L-A-R-A. I never know how to pronounce my name properly because I'm like in between the Spanish pronunciation, the English pronunciation, and I get a little wonky sometimes. And of course, you can also find me on YouTube, Aurea Lara, A-U-R-E-A-L-A-R-A. And I always share either on my social media or on YouTube. YouTube has longer format videos, different tidbits, different practices, mantras, sound activations, shorter than the sound activation that is the companion to this episode. So do check that out as well. And I look forward to, hopefully, if you are in Ireland and you're in Dublin and you wish to join me for a sound activation on October 2nd. Hopefully you will join me. The link is below. And as always, if you connect with me on social media, if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. Have a blessed day of the goddess, a wonderful full moon, super moon, lunar eclipse in Pisces. Ahava. Blessings.